पार्ट 12 वित्तासुर कथा टेक्स्ट 26 कंटिन्यूड. सो नारद मुनि इज टेलिंग द फोर कुमारस दैट आई सॉ अ यंग वुमन एंड शी वॉज क्राइंग एंड ओवर हर टू सन्स हु वर वेरी ओल्ड मैन. सो आई वॉज surprised and I went up to her and I asked her and I said to her, hey Devi, who are you and who are these two to you, for whom are you crying? So that Devi told me that I am Bhakti Devi and these two are my sons Gyan and Vairagya. Because of the onslaught of Kaliyug, they have become old, and Gyan and Vairagya, no one cares for them, and that's why they have become old. She says, I had also become old. I was born in South India. She said, I was born in South India, Dravin, and in Karnataka I grew up, and Kwachit Maharashtra, and in Maharashtra also I grew up a little bit here and there. Kwachin Maharashtra and Jarjare, Gurjare. And when I went to Gujarat, she told me, I became old. Gurjar at that time was not just Gujarat as we know today. It is from Delhi, all the side in that direction is called Gurjar. He said, in that way I grew old over there, and luckily, fortunately for us, when we came to Vrindavan, I immediately became youthful and beautiful again. Because in Vrindavan, there's only bhakti everywhere. But in Vrindavan also, nobody cares for Gyan and Vairagya. Gyan means knowledge and Vairagya means renunciation. No, in Vrindavan, nobody cares for Gyan and Vairagya. So, Bhakti Devi became youthful and beautiful again, but her two sons remained very old. And she said to me, hey Devarishi, you are very kind to everybody. You gave instruction to Prahlad Maharaj, to Dhruva Maharaj. You made them happy. Please take away my misery and make me happy also. And I can only be happy if my two sons become youthful. How can mother be youthful and the sons remain so old? Narad Muni told the four Kumaras, I was very surprised. And I tried to wake up the two sons. I thought they will wake up very quickly. I will speak Veda and Vedantas, and they will hear, and Gyan Vairagya will wake up. But they did not wake up at all. So I read Gita to them. I spoke to them the purports. But nothing happened. But the voice in the sky said, Devarishi Narad, you should do some satkarma for them. And to find out what does that mean, satkarma, I am wandering around and I have come across you. Please, you all tell me, what is satkarma? Then the four Kumaras, they laughed and they said, oh ho, this is amazing pastimes of the Lord. When Vyasadeva was crying and he was dissatisfied after he wrote all the Veda Vedanta, and wasn't it you who relieved him of his suffering by giving him the instruction that he should write the glories of the Lord as Srimad Bhagavatam? You are the one who told your disciple Vyas that Srimad Bhagavatam gives Gyan and Vairagya. And it is so surprising to us that today you are wandering around trying to find out how to wake up Gyan and Vairagya. What is Satkarma? So go and do Srimad Bhagavatam part. Recite Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhakti and both her sons will become very happy. Gyan Vairagya will become young again and Bhakti will become very satisfied. Then Narad Muni says, Are, how is it that Bhagavatam is so special? After all, Vedanta is the essence of the Vedas, isn't it? And Four Kumaras said, Naraji, what happened to you today? We have to explain this to you. It is Bhagavat is the ripened fruit of all the Vedic literature, but there is a difference between the fruit and the tree. There is a difference between the fruit and the Kalpa Vriksha tree. You have seen what is the difference. You know what is the difference between the ripened fruit and the tree itself. You know, just like the sugar cane is up to the very top, it's all sweet juice inside. But then once you cook it down and make mishri, sugar candy, it has a completely different taste. And when the fruit come, ripened fruit comes off out of a tree, that's completely different taste to the tree than tasting the tree itself. If we bring some wood from the tree, same tree, and tell you to please chew this up, you will not get the same taste as the ripened fruit. So, would somebody chew it? So, Vedanta is like the wood of the tree, and the ripened fruit of the tree is like the Srimad Bhagavatam. So when the fruit is taken away from the tree, the ripened fruit, it has some other qualities. In the same way, the Srimad Bhagavatam. And this Bhagavatam is, even though it is the ripened fruit of all the Vedic literatures, it is very sweet. It has very special qualities. You go and recite this to them. So Narad Muni said, where I will go to find the speakers on the Srimad Bhagavatam? You four of you, you please recite the Bhagavatam to them. So they were ready. So the very first time the Bhagavat was spoken, it was spoken to Bhakti Devi and her two sons by the four Kumaras. On the banks of the Ganga. By some good fortune, the place where the four Kumaras spoke Bhagavatam first to Bhakti Devi and her son, in the same very place, today we are sitting here on the banks of Ganga and speaking and hearing Bhagavatam. Every year. In Padma Puran, it is said Anand Kanan. And today this place is called Anandvan, Forest of Ananda. Anandkanan or Anandvan is the same thing. Twice a day bathe in the Ganga and twice a day bathe in the hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It feels like our bodies is totally, we are totally purified. All the sins have just disappeared. To take a dip in the Ganga at this place and put tilak and sit down and hear Bhagavatam at this place. So in a way I am inviting all of you that we should get together here and hear Bhagavatam. And from here then we go to Badri Narayan 3 days. It takes 1 day to go there, 1 day to come back, and 1 day to stay there. We take darshan. If you ever get a chance, we should make a plan to come at this time. From all of India, ISKCON devotees come at this time, assemble to hear Bhagavatam here. This time 1500 devotees have come. I am not advertising any programs. I am telling the glories of the Ganga and this pure place, sacred place where the four Kumaras had first spoken Bhagavatam to Bhakti Devi and her sons. I'm just telling the significance. So I was just saying that in the Skanda Purana, it is said that that literature in which there is Vritasur's Katha, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. So in the last sloka, Vritasura is saying, the last of the four shlokas of his prayers, Vritasura is telling the Supreme Lord, first he was, he had a lot of deen feelings in his heart. First he was speaking how he is anxious to see the Lord, and now he is saying how he can, he is so fallen and such a sinful person, how he can possibly reach the Supreme Lord. It seems like it is not possible. I have such a sinful body that I will be able to be transferred to the service of the Supreme Lord. Because I am sinful, I am giving so much suffering to the demigods, I am torturing so many living entities, I am sinful. I am putting the whole universe into so much anxiety. So he is thinking, somewhere in the universe I will have to take birth first before I get to go serve the Supreme Lord. Then he starts to pray to the Supreme Lord. Hey Uttama Shloka, Hey Krishna, wherever I take my birth, life after life, may I have friendship to your janas, to your devotees. This is what I want. Just like before, I was so attached to my body and my home. Again, may I never be attached in this way to any of my bodies and home.
Sita Chananatha Bhu
Text 27.